I'd like to begin this morning with a Thanksgiving poem, and it's called "'Twas the Night of Thanksgiving." "'Twas the night of Thanksgiving, but I just couldn't sleep. I tried counting backwards, I tried counting sleep. The leftovers beckoned the dark meat and white, but I fought the temptation with all of my might. Tossing and turning with anticipation, the thought of a snack was infatuation. So I raced to the kitchen, flung open the door, and gazed at the fridge full of goodies galore. I gobbled up turkey and buttered potatoes, pickles and carrots, beans and tomatoes. I felt myself swelling so plump and so round till all of a sudden I rose off the ground. I crashed through the ceiling, floating into the sky with a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pie. But I managed to yell as I soared past the trees, "Happy eating to all! Pass the cranberries, please." I love that poem. So, since you haven't heard it before, you got it this Thanksgiving. What fun. But here we are. You know, 'twas the Sunday before Thanksgiving Day. And, you know, here we have a national holiday that gives us a day off and then asks us to reflect on all the goodness in our lives, in our country, and in our world. I mean, it can't get any better than that. You know, celebrating our gratitude, you know, giving thanks for the very life that we're living. And we get paid for it. You know? Now, many people will take the day and will just eat turkey and watch football. That's fine. That's fine. But what if you started today to practice the presence's gratitude? What if you got a head start and today by beginning a gratitude journal, if you don't have one already, and really looking at your life and the world around you and seeing what's right about it? You know, what if we started giving thanks before we saw any evidence of the thing that we desired? What if we started giving thanks free from the attachment to form, you know, how we want it to be? And what if we started living our life in absolute a state of gratitude all the time, by giving thanks for what is now in our life today, in this present moment, and giving thanks for what we know and believe will be in the next moment? Now, what if? How many of you got up this morning and said, "It is a fantastic day," and looked around you and saw everything was beautiful, and you had overwhelming feelings of gratitude for this new day and all the new opportunities this day held for you? How many of you woke up this morning in that kind of a mood? Oh, some people are going, you know, maybe. On a scale of 1 to 5, maybe 1 to 10, maybe 5, yeah. That is the best thing that you can do when you wake up every single morning. It's the best thing to set the vibrational field for your day, because you are the one to decide what you're going to attract into your life that day. You decide by setting your, but you have to set an intention. Now, to help set the intention, a little thing you can do before going to sleep at night, and Charles Fillmore, who is the co-founder of Unity, he did this every night. Every night before you go to bed, set the field of gratitude. Be grateful for what everything that happened that day, the good and the not so good. Be grateful for everyone and everything that has come into your life that day, the good and the not so good. Because if you do this before you go to sleep, you actually create a vibrational frequency that lets you sleep and dream in a field of gratitude. And you know what happens? You know, just notice that when you're in that gratitude, when you're giving thanks, when you're praising, when you're blessing, when you're looking at people and seeing only the good, you know, when you're doing that, you are in a higher vibration. Your body is vibrating at a higher rate. Your consciousness is lifting up. And just note, it, by chance, you might breeze through the line at the grocery store. You may get served faster at the restaurant. Things come to you faster when you're in a state of gratitude because there is a frequency and a vibration that people respond to. Now, if you're sitting there going, she is talking crazy things. Don't believe me just because I tell you to believe me. Try it for yourself. I invite you to play with it and see if it doesn't work in your life. The good news is you only attract your consciousness. That's the good news and that's the bad news. You only attract your consciousness. So if you find yourself attracting to you people who are agreeing how difficult and how awful and how terrible life is, and then you're wondering why your life continues to be difficult, awful, and terrible, where do you think would be a good place to look? Or in a mirror, either within or in a mirror, because the people around you are just reflecting back to you what you believe. You want to know what you believe? The people around you will tell you what you believe. The law is consciousness attracts. The good stuff and the bad stuff. Or no, I don't want to say the bad. Good stuff and the not so good stuff. Because it's the law of attraction. Consciousness attracts. So everything that has happened to you, all the people and everything that has brought you to this moment, all the stuff that you have said is so wonderful, and all the things that you said that you've said are so hard, you have attracted all of it by your right of consciousness. Now please, please, please do not hear this as blame or shame or guilt. It's not that. It is just information. Do not label it that. Just say, oh, I'm doing it again. It's the universe giving information to you, saying, you know, this is an area of your life you may want to make a different or a new choice in. So please, there is no judgment here. Because I hear that from people. They hear our third basic principle, which is the law of mind action. And we attract what we hold in consciousness, and they go into guilt or shame. Don't do that. That's your perception. You've labeled it. Don't. It just is information. How many people here are working with God? That's great. Yeah, a lot of you, from last week. Now, for those of you out there, there are 30 women who were off at the retreat. So last week I introduced to you Emmett Fox's 7-day mental diet. And it's for 7 consecutive days, for those of you who weren't here, 7 consecutive days, no entertaining of any negative thought, which means no gossiping, no criticizing, no complaining, no whining, no moaning, no none of that. No being negative. And I know you're wondering, what am I going to talk about? But, and then you use the little thing, God, that's great, because you're if some little negative thought comes up or negative situation, you go, God, that's great. Because you focus on God, you take your focus off the problem, you place it on God, and you say, that's great. You shift the energy in that moment. And so, in order to, and it's 7 consecutive, yeah, I know, days. Says, have anybody gotten off day 1? I'll keep checking with you, and maybe we'll get somebody who actually gets to day 2. Because if you slip on day 2, you know, 1, 2, wherever you slip, you have to get to start it all over again on day 1. Because we're going for 7 consecutive days. This tool of being grateful and praising and blessing is going to help you. I'm giving you a tool today to help you get through those 7 days. If you praise and give thanks and bless, you can't be negative. They can't occupy the space at the same time, same space. So when you're praising and thankful and in gratitude, you'll automatically be shifted out of the negative and into the positive. So Meister Eckhart, a theologian, philosopher, and great mystic, he once said that if you say just one prayer, let it be a simple thank you. Thank you. Because the vibration of thank you, it lifts you up and it opens you to your good. And if anything in your vicinity is good, if there's anything positive that can happen, when you're in that state of gratitude, guess what? You become a magnet for it. As opposed to if you're in that state of grumbling and in that state of it's not fair, guess what? There's anything in your vicinity that's not fair or unjust, guess who it finds? You! It immediately goes to you. Now, you're probably going to be saying, you know, well, yeah, that just proves it. Well, no, it proves your BS. That means belief system. It proves your belief system. And that's it. It proves the law of attraction, that when you think a certain thought and then you talk about it, you then begin to attract people and circumstances to you to outpicture it. It's how it works. It's our third basic unity principle, as I've mentioned, the law of mind action. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. We become what we think about and talk about all day long. If we can get this one principle, our life will be totally transformed. Totally. Henry Ford once said, you say you can, you say you can't, and you're right. Say you can, say you can't, and you are absolutely right. And so for everything that has brought us here to this very moment, we say thank you, everything. And for everything that has brought Unity of Bellevue to this very moment, together we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Because when we live in that place of gratitude, there's a positive energy that's created that literally attracts more of its kind. So we get more things to be grateful for. And it actually, in that gratitude, we begin to create this access point for more good to flow into our lives. And it's not gratitude that says things have to go the way I want them to go. But it's gratitude free from how I think life should be. Because I know that everything is working together for my highest and greatest good. Everything. Even though it may not seem like it in the moment, everything is working together for our greatest and highest good. And so say with me, I live in abundance. Together, I live in abundance. I live in a loving universe. I live in a loving universe. I live in gratitude for all that I have. I live in gratitude for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. A deep feeling of gratitude will release a dynamic current of spiritual energy. And it will be form a connecting link between you and God. The only difference between Jesus and you and me is that Jesus lived there in that connection with God all the time, every moment of his life. And because of that, he did things that we call miracles. But notice, before every miracle, there was gratitude. Gratitude preceded every miracle. When Lazarus, his best friend, died, he went to the tomb, and he stood before the tomb, and he didn't say, I'm a bad person. I didn't get here early enough. If I would have gotten here sooner, Lazarus would have lived. He did not say that. He went before the tomb, and he stood there, and he looked up. He looked up, and he said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I know you hear me always. And then he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus came out. He didn't stay focused on the problem, on the tomb. He metaphorically lifted his eyes up to the hills. This choir just sang about. Lift your eyes up. That's a metaphor for getting your focus off the problem. When you stay focused on the problem, you're going to keep the problem. Look up. He acknowledged God the presence and power of God is the source and center of his life. And the second thing he did was he gave thanks. He said, "Thank you, Father, for having heard me." Isn't that interesting? He gave thanks in advance. Why do you think he did that? He knew the power in the very act of practicing the presence as gratitude. Jesus gave thanks for what he desired, the outcome he desired, before it ever happened. And then he aligned himself with divine life. He aligned himself with the divine substance, and then he brought that forth from the invisible to the visible, and Lazarus was set free. I don't think we have a clue of the power that is contained in the simple act of praising and giving thanks. By recognizing God as the life within us, by praising and giving thanks and understanding that God is God in us is the very life in us, we open ourselves for greater demonstrations of good. And we can sit and write lists and lists and lists of what we're grateful for, and that is a fabulous practice. Keep your gratitude journal. But lists are not enough. We have to get into the feeling. We need a grateful heart overflowing with gratitude in order for us to be able to tap into the power that is within us. Charles Fillmore, our co-founder, said, "Thinking plus feeling equals the demonstration." Thinking plus feeling equals the demonstration. So our feeling activates the power within us to make the changes and to do the work. No one can do it for you. You've got to do it yourself. You've got to be very conscious of all the things in your life that you are grateful for. And then you must begin to practice the presence as gratitude. Science is actually figuring this out now. That feeling grateful can make us healthier and happier. Several years ago, there was a very interesting article in Reader's Digest. It cited a study of three groups of people. One focused on hassles. Somebody cut me off as I was driving. Second focused on what they were grateful for. My husband is so kind and caring. I'm so grateful to have him. The third focused on ordinary life situations. I went shoe shopping. The results, the people who focused on gratitude were flat out happier. They saw their lives in favorable terms. They reported fewer physical symptoms such as headaches and colds. They were more optimistic, energetic, enthusiastic, determined, and joyful. They exercised more. They got more sleep. They were likely to have helped someone else. Related studies have found other benefits such as clearer thinking, better resilience in tough times, longer lives from being grateful, longer lives, closer family ties, and greater spirituality. Plain and simple, those who were grateful had a higher quality of life. Is that good or is that good? Is that something that interests you to live longer and be healthier and happier? But are you willing to do whatever it takes to practice the presence of gratitude in your life? Are you really ready to do that? You might have to give up your story. But are you ready to do whatever it takes to be healthier and happier? Here we are, a few days before Thanksgiving. And what can we do in order to get ready, you know, and maybe begin to start practicing the presence of gratitude in our life? I have three practices I'd like to share with you this morning that I think if we can do these, Thanksgiving this year will be the best one ever. The first thing is record your thanks. Again, this gratitude journal is very important. Before you go to bed, jot down three things that happened to you that day that you're grateful for. Three things every night. Anything that made you feel uplifted, that brought a smile to your face. And after each situation, write down why it was good for you. Such as, you know, a friend called that I hadn't been in contact with. And this happened to me yesterday. A friend called who I hadn't been in contact with for a while, and I realized talking to her, you know, we've shared some really wonderful times. I've known her for 20 years. But we don't keep in contact that often. But I realized that even though we don't keep in contact, we still have a special connection. And so I must be a pretty special person if she calls me. You know, I must have a special place in her life that she remembers me and calls me from time to time. So that's something I would write down in my gratitude journal. Make a note of who played a role in what you've recalled for that day and how that person impacted your life. Because not only is it important for you to know how you've impacted others, it's really important for you to know how others have impacted your life. And there are lots of people out there who have impacted our life positively and added to the quality of your life. So record your thanks. If you think, oh, this is kind of silly exercise, try again. Don't do it just because I tell you. Just try it. Try it out and see if it doesn't work. Second thing is catch the boomerang. You know what a boomerang, you know, you throw a boomerang. I love that. It's just the metaphor of a boomerang. It goes out, and then all of a sudden at one point it turns around and comes back to you. And so it comes back to the place where it starts from. So gratitude, when expressed to others, comes back around. It's the law of circulation. It goes out and it comes back to you. People who feel appreciated will be more willing to make an effort for those who have made them feel valued. So it's a win-win. Other people feel valued, you get a blessing back. It's a law of circulation. Adults, animals, kids, they love this. Even plants respond to words of gratitude and praise, don't they? And so it comes back to you. Just remember, the boomerang. Catch the boomerang. Third one is seize the moment. Start looking at your life and seeing what's right in it and the world around you. And if you have a hobby, practice it. If you don't find one, reach out to others. Share something. Take every moment to find actions that increase your opportunities to feel grateful. Why not? You'll be healthier and happier. So put yourself in those situations where you have opportunities to feel grateful. So as we end today, I'm going to ask Mary, would you light this candle, please? Yeah, just push it. Yeah. Just push and pull. Push it. Yeah, there you go.
There's no wick in there.
There's no wick. Isn't that interesting? There is no wick in it. So you can't light the candle without the wick. So there's warmth and there's light in this candle, but we can't access it without the wick. Isn't that? There's a metaphor here for life. There's a metaphor here. So we have a wick, and we can light the candle now. And the flame will shine. So you and I are made to be the wicks of the candle. The wick represents a grateful heart, an overflowing feeling of gratitude that runs through the center of our being. A person that is conscious of the presence of God is gratitude. And when we live in this consciousness of gratitude flowing through our being, through the center of our being, then we will be grateful for everyone and everything in our life. And then we'll be able to be the wick of the candle that carries the light out to the world. And so as wicks of the candle, I would like all of you, as we turn up our light, to say with me three times, I am so grateful. Together, I am so grateful. Turn up that light. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. And so remember, every day, in every way, practice the presence of God and be the light that goes out to the world. Have a fantastic and very wonderful and very blessed Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you.